52DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. China's protesting this U.S. action Saturday.
U.S. authorities searching for debris in the Atlantic Ocean after shooting down a Chinese surveillance balloon. Navy and Coast Guard ships establishing a security perimeter. Earlier in the day, an F-22 firing a single missile, separating the payload from the balloon and plunging the two more than 60,000 feet into the Atlantic Ocean in U.S. waters.
ABC's Derek Dennis. China insists it was a weather balloon that strayed off. A near miss at an airport in Austin, Texas. Saturday is under investigation. The FAA says a FedEx cargo plane about to land had to veer away instead after a second plane was cleared to take off from the same runway. Air traffic control via liveatc.net.
Southwest has confirmed on the road.
Well, on Southwest abort. FedEx is on the go.
50 freight train cars jumped the tracks in East Palestine, Ohio. Some hazardous chemicals involved. This is ABC News. This warning about some meds from ABC's Mark Remillard.
A recall of over-the-counter eye drops linked to an outbreak of drug-resistant infections. The CDC says the infections are linked to EzraCare artificial tears. The outbreak includes 55 people in 12 states. One person died and five had permanent vision loss.
Arrested a man police say fired a gun inside a San Francisco synagogue during a service. They say the gun was loaded with blanks, being held without bail. Homes are getting more affordable in many areas, says ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
Home buyers finally getting a break. Mortgage rates falling to their lowest level in 5 months. According to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 6.09%, down from 7.37% in October, but still higher than a year ago when the rate was 3.5%. At the same time, home prices in many regions of the country coming down.
Our Alexis Christophorus, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You One day the world will be a wave of anger and hate, but that is not the way. Crave is killing me, I kiss the cold reality. What I crave is killing me, I kiss the cold reality.
Last Crack, Kiss the Cold. That's actually from the album Burning Funk House Live, recorded in 2002, released in 2005, and we opened that Essential Last Crack set up with Sarah Boy's Cage, also from the live album. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have more coming up. Some Flying Fuzz, Well-Informed Citizen, Little Corpsicle. But right now, let's keep it going with Madison's Romero. This is Solitaire on Max Inc. Heavy.
I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Oh,
Corpsicle, that is Buried Alive here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Well-Informed Citizen with Gods of War and Flying Fuzz, Cracks in the Sky. And we opened that one up with Romero, Solitaire. That was probably from 2010 or 2011. Let's see, I have tons of stuff still coming up. Lords of the Trident, a little Go Play God, some brand new Carbellion. Maybe a little Skin Tones.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. China's protesting this U.S. action Saturday.
U.S. authorities searching for debris in the Atlantic Ocean after shooting down a Chinese surveillance balloon. Navy and Coast Guard ships establishing a security perimeter. Earlier in the day, an F-22 firing a single missile, separating the payload from the balloon and plunging the two more than 60,000 feet into the Atlantic Ocean in U.S. waters.
ABC's Derek Dennis, China insists it was a weather balloon that strayed off. A near miss at an airport in Austin, Texas. Saturday is under investigation. The FAA says a FedEx cargo plane about to land had to veer away instead after a second plane was cleared to take off from the same runway. Air traffic control via liveatc.net.
Southwest has a confirm on the road.
Rolling now. Southwest abort. FedEx is on the go.
50 freight train cars jumped the tracks in East Palestine, Ohio. Some hazardous chemicals involved. This is ABC News.
Do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation, too. The State of the Union address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hello, this is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio, radio for the people.
Yeah.
we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Roll.
Yeah, Carbellion from Milwaukee. That is a double shot of brand new Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice, that's still set to be released. So we got the first copy right here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Go Play God. That's brand new from them as well. Weight and Salt, Lords of the Trident, excuse me, Charlatan. Open that set up. We still have a little bit of Mother Wind, and right now let's check out the Skin Tones. This is Max Inc. Heavy.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Why is it that birds fly south in the cold? Why is it that we all die when we're old? Turn off your screens, we're coming home.
Jars, that is Mother Wind from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And before that, the Skin Tones, brand new from the Skin Tones, Played in America. And that about does it for me. Rocker, you've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy out there on the Civic Media Radio Network statewide across Wisconsin. We'll be back next week with more Max Inc. Radio and more Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Have a good night.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.